Past 7 from 3AR. 7 o'clock.
What happened there, Jones? What Len meant to say was 7:15 from 3AR, the next news. I don't know whether you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. There was a little bit of a break there. I think what actually happened was that Len caught the edge of his news of his pencil on a pineapple tin. He sort of packs him over there at the same time as reading the news. Anyway, it's nice to be back with you. ABC stations and programs back to normal today, Wednesday the 22nd of November. And, Jones, where are you off to? Pause. You see? You always make me do a pregnant pause because you won't answer me. Good on you, Jones. Let's have another pregnant... See what the longest pause we can have, shall we? No, why? Nobody tells me what to do, mate. You should know that. Otherwise he doesn't get any bun. One past seven the time, and we loved you all. Seven the time, and part-time love. Elton John. And we've got some interstate four chased. Yes, the little lassie. I offered her a bun, but I didn't think she knew quite what to do about it. So I thought I'd... If you send her in here, I'll show her what to do, Ron. Send her in here and I'll show her the way. Showing young maidens the way. Girls. Well, help yourself to a bun, though, dear. Oh, good. Yes. Do you think you can eat all that? Be careful. You might blow up. She doesn't quite know what to do with the bun. You'll tell her what to do with it, won't you? Pause. But don't make me pause, Jones. He doesn't like it. Up there. Too bad, isn't it? 7:06. Would you like to play the AM thing? If you can't, have you edited it properly, Jones? And there are no pregnant pauses? Oh, all right. Comedy at lunchtime, at 12:30 lunchtime, 12:30 if you like, which is round about smack on lunchtime. There's a little BBC comedy thing called Just a Minute. Who's that shouting up the corridor there? The unit talking their heads off. 7:22. And then Parliament is broadcast this afternoon, beginning at 2:15. Well, 13:minutes past, if you like to be exact. Right. Now, without pausing, we'll go on regardless. 7:23. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fun morning this morning, Wednesday the 22nd of November. I trust that you will return tomorrow for some more punishment. Joy. Goodbye for now.
Three LO testing on 774, and CR's just done their conversion. They approximately 1 o'clock changed transmitters to the standby and went down 3 kHz.
That was a pretty nice assortment, wasn't it? Did you get to bed early last night? You didn't? What's all the stop work meeting this morning for? That in celebration of anything? Kilohertz, Erich, this morning. It's 5:30. Experts in the field say that it makes not the slightest difference at all. They set their radios last night and this morning tuned in, and it hasn't made the slightest difference. So it's probably better not to plug the new frequencies, but to forget all about it. Otherwise, you'll get terribly confused. It's 9:00 to 6:00. Just carry on as usual, folks. That's the idea. Carry on, trust Evans, and... No, you can't go far wrong. 1 of the boys is welcome, but stifting around as a so-called supervisor, he's not welcome. Don't want him here. Right, stand by, please. The recording we made last week of the Grice household getting ready to do the gardening show on the Saturday morning. The livestock you hear, the normal sort of sounds that the Grice household has early in the morning. All got to do with getting back in the soil. 7:01 the time. And the yellow flower attracting the bees. It is just after 7:00 in New Zealand. No, wait a minute. Yeah, New Zealand. Oh, I was talking about New Zealand, isn't it? It's just after 5:01 here in Melbourne. That is a sign of what's going to happen later on this morning. Lester, it's a beauty, this one. A corgi. Give this to somebody for Christmas. Attila the Hun died in action. So, Felix Faure, a French president, who was sitting on a specially designed sex chair with his mistress when he had a heart attack and expired, fell off the chair. And Leo the Eighth, Pope, died in 965. Died of a stroke while committing adultery. Well, there you are. I'm just quoting from this book. Some of the popes were lads, weren't they? 10 women offered $1 million each if they pose nude for a girly magazine. Patty Hearst, Raquel Welsh, Carolyn Kennedy, Julie Nixon Eisenhower, Susan Ford, Sally Struthers. Wouldn't be much of Sally Struthers, I shouldn't think. She's thin as a rake, isn't she? Mary Tyler Moyle, Gloria Steinem, Barbara Walters, and Scher. To date, not one of the 10 have agreed to pose nude, despite the lavish sums offered. Oh, dear, what a fascinating little book of... I don't know whether they're facts or what. A fiction. Fascinating thing. Dr. Demento's 10 worst song titles of all time. 1. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. That's a beauty. 2. They needed a songbird in heaven, so God took Caruso away. Yeah, I remember that one. 3. Plant a watermelon on my grave and let the juice soak through. I acknowledge. 4. If the man in the moon were a coon. That was pre-apartheid, I should think. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? I remember that one. 5. Come after breakfast, bring your lunch, and leave before supper time. Come after breakfast, bring your lunch, and leave after supper time. 7. How could you believe me? Oh, this is I know one. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? 8. I've got those wake up 7:30, wash your ears, they're dirty, eat your eggs and oatmeal rush to school blues. 9. Would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder or a private with a chicken on your knee? And the last one, 10. A woman is only a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke. Aha, yes. Now, there's the 10 worst song titles of all time. Come in while I'm on the air, Mr. Grice, please. It's 21-6. Well, you have to put him in his place, Barry. I mean, he thinks he owns the place when they make him... When they make him supervisor, he thinks he owns the place. Little does he know that they're dying to get rid of him next year.
I just bought it. I made them an offer and they accepted.
You mean to say that you bought this place?
Yeah.
Did you get an examination beforehand?
Yeah.
Of yourself, I mean?
No.
Your mental capacity? Yeah. All right. Thank you. Good day, Mr. Gray. Yes. You on Saturday morning?
Yes.
Running the show, of course. Naturally. And I'm going to read about home computers. I couldn't think of anything worse. It's like a computer in your home. It's almost like hi-fi advertising an orchestra in your own living room, isn't it? I couldn't think of anything worse, actually. It's 19 to 6. I suppose we can't stop this sort of thing. For the homemaker who would like an all-in-one computer for recording shopping lists, making early reminder calls and computing home accounts, extensive ranges of personalized computers, the businessman looking for a versatile office computer will also be well satisfied. These include electronic football games, chess and backgammon sets, a handheld maths calculator, microwave burglar alarms, an excellent display of electronic jewelry, whatever that is. Sounds like Star Wars, doesn't it? It's all in the first Home Computer Show, which, my friend, sounds very much to me like the beginning of the end. Will soon be as commonplace as television sets or hi-fi. Well, thank God they won't be in my home. I don't have my television set. I don't own one, that is. And I don't have a hi-fi equipment. I don't even have a record player. So there. I will fight to the end. I've gone out of cuffs, and I have cuffless pants now, but that's, I've been fighting bell bottoms for years. I simply don't buy anything. It's the only way to do it. 13 to 6. Computer in my living room, indeed. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. That was a little beauty. Got some more, though, then, haven't you? Leonardo has got some more.
Rings.
Rings. People in the town don't recognize the rings. You know that, don't you? Oh, he's gone. Ask for the supervisor. Ask for Mr. Grice, the supervisor. And, Supervisor Supremo, I think is his proper title. Has he got his stripes on, you know? Has he been awarded his stripes yet? Supervisor Supremo, Mr. Grice. I'll tell you what, if you could... please don't send me photograph. What do you call that sort of paper? Squeaky paper. Copy paper, you know, that shiny stuff. Oh, I can't handle it. Oh, it makes my fingers go all funny. It's like listening to somebody scraping the bottom of a boat. You remember the old scrapers in the old days? And they're it sends tingles up my back. There are not many things that send tingles up my back. A few of the nicer things of life. But scraping boat bottoms, wooden ones, that is, and this shiny paper, or two of them.
Yes, sir.
I nearly broke everything in the studio then. I was pulling out the plug of my razor, and everything went skew-whiff. Hooray! Everywhere. Right. Yes. Right. Evans here with ABC Breakfast. Oh, she'd hurry up, actually, because Rosemary was here wanting to talk to me, and she's jiggling around, wanting to, leave the room. The studio, I mean. Somebody on the telephone, Rosemary? I see you haven't got your nightshirt on this morning. You've left your pyjamas on, though, underneath your full... that's a shirt, is it? Oh, it's very nice. Striped shirt. Do you know they grow cotton in stripes in America? For the blue and white pyjamas, they have to grow it in... What do you want, Grice? Good, there's Grice, there's Rosemary. They're all lined up this morning. All in pyjamas, all yawning, all waiting to retire. It's 7:07 the time. Dying to get on the breakfast show, aren't you, Lee? You'll have to wait till Saturday morning. And it's 7:12 the time. But I still think home computers are things we want to keep out of the home. They should be fought against at all costs. One should stand at the door, lance in hand, and repel them as they come down the drive. I'm talking about home computers, of course. I'm forming a club, an organization, as a matter of fact. We're going to call ourselves the Army to Fight Against the Influx of Home Computers. That would make a nice acronym. Hang on a minute. The Army to Fight Against the Influx of Home Computers. TATFATIOHC. Tatifa Tayocha. Tatifa Tayocha. If you want to join Tatifa Tayocha, you can send me 50 guineas. You will receive no acknowledgement, but you'll be a member. All right? 13 past 7. It's lucky we got Mr. Grice on this morning, because he's always willing to take telephone calls. Is everybody happy?
Everybody happy.
Is it all together now? Is everybody happy? It's Ted Lewis. Barry's even having a shave out there screaming.
Yeah. Like
no, is everybody happy? Today, Thursday the 30th, 7:30 the time. What's in the news? The next news service? Well, if you wait for this record to play, I will tell you. And by that time, please pay attention, Mr. Grice. Stop running around and looking busy when you really aren't. Would you please have a look at the machine and see the home computer, the greatly efficient home computer, and see if there's weather information for the Victorian coastline there, would you? Thank you very much indeed. He's rushing around looking busy this morning. He hasn't got a thing to do, actually. It's just after 7:30. Is everybody happy? Oh. It's 26 minutes to 8. And Mr. Grice has just rushed up with the weather information for our coastal regions. He tore it off while still in the machine, actually. And it's got a moderate southwest. SWEL will persist. It's running down the page. But I'll do the news first. The main story... I've just pinched my finger. Very painful. Nail might go black. Well, people, tomorrow is Friday and the 1st of December, so we'll be right on to it. Happy day today, 7:45.